This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We talk all things relationship, right? And we're looking at a particular relationship which is very special. I love this kind of relationship because I think I've got the best kind of friends in the world. But today we're going to be talking about friends that seem to be always in a crisis. Like every conversation, it revolves around their latest problem, their constant need of support, whether financially, whether you must be driving to their place because you must help out with this, that, or the other thing. Yet when you need someone to lead on, they're really available. They're just not there. I've experienced this and I've had to cut off a friendship because of this reason. And I think, you know, the friendship feels one-sided and that's why I cut it off. We want to talk about it today. I want to find out from you if you've ever experienced the same thing that I have. The same thing that we are talking about today, have you ever had a friend who always seems to be in crisis with one problem or the other? And are you guys still friends? How is it going? How do you navigate around that situation? To help us with it, I'm joined on the line by holistic transformational therapist, speaker and relationship expert, Hakeem Anderson Lesolang. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
A very good morning to you and everyone listening in. Thank you for having me. How are you?
So from a psychological or relational perspective, why do some individuals seem to remain in a constant state of crisis within their friendships?
Well, I think it's attachment-based, right? It's dependency-based in their attachment style.
Okay.
You get that some people don't have solutions or workarounds, nor do they seek them because they know that the friendship is always going to facilitate solutions for them.
Sure.
Right? So it's not just one-sided, like coming from them. It's also coming from me as the friend. Do I have like an anxious attachment style? Do I have a fear of rejection? Do I have a fear of abandonment? Like if I don't help my friend, what will they think of me? If I don't help my friend, will I be abandoned? Will I be a bad person? And these silent thoughts or these silent emotions then contribute to, you know, the overgiving from my end as a friend who gets taken from and never gets contributed to. So we always have to look at two sides because there are equal contributors to this thing.
Sure. So you're saying we also become the enablers?
Yes, we are enablers in that we don't have boundaries. And our lack of boundaries comes from what I just stated now. Like, what is our attachment style? Are we anxious? Are we, anxious and avoidant? No. And because if you are that style of person, if you have that attachment style, you are going to gravitate towards people that are needy. You know?
Sure. How does this then affect you as a person who is in a relationship or the friendship with this kind of a needy kind of person or a person who's always in crisis? How does it affect you?
Obviously, you're going to run on empty. A relationship is based on safety, on protection, and mutual needs being met, right? Like, if I'm your friend, I have to be able to meet your emotional needs as and when you need it, or be able to communicate that, yo, I can only listen for 20 minutes tonight because I don't have capacity, or I do want to help you, but I don't think that the help you need is in my range of the help that I can give you, right? A relationship is based on honesty. So in a relationship where that honesty is, it's hard to speak or it's difficult to actually communicate, then you burn out, then you run on empty, then you get tired of the relationship, then you're going to be prone to isolation or like ducking and diving your friend.
Sure, absolutely. And I mean, in my situation, my friend was genuinely going through challenges in life, problems, but eventually it started becoming more of she's using the support that I give her to gain other things more than what she needs. So how do we differentiate between somebody who's genuinely going through life challenges and somebody who just has a pattern of chronic emotional dependence?
So I think in a friendship you understand that like troubled times in your life are seasonal, especially when you're a person who fixes. Like a person who truly wants change, you will look for the solutions, you will look for the right type of help to actually sort through that. In that instance where a friend is appearing to be a user, who just takes, and they never replenish, they never give back, they never like contribute. I think you should open them up to resources. You should open them up to guidance and information instead of you doing the emotional, physical, financial labor of the problem that they have in their life, right? So you guide them to therapists, you guide them to support groups, you guide them to this thing that can help, or this YouTube that's got information that they desperately need to implement, or you become a distant facilitator of the growth that they need.
Yeah.
Right? What that means is that you give them information, you hook them up with the right type of person, and from a distance, you look at whether they're using that the resources and that person and that help that you gave them, and then you measure whether this continues or not, or it doesn't. Right?
Yeah.
You have to measure your capacity to show up for your friends, because when you don't have capacity and you still show up for your friends or you still show up for your family, then you're going to run dry. And then when you stop showing up, it becomes a dramatic situation or becomes an escalation of moody situations.
Sure. Yeah. And in this case, are you saying we should also not be afraid of losing them if they feel we're setting boundaries that they don't like?
Look, if the relationship or the friendship is only taking, letting them go is not a loss at all. You'd rather not lose yourself than be afraid to lose a friend or a lover.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking time, having this conversation with us. Truly do appreciate it. How do people get in touch with you for your work and your expertise?
Oh, great. We actually just launched a new site with products that people can get in touch, can get a hold of. Go to lovebetter.co.za to do a relationship assessment or a personal assessment to see whether you're ready for change, you're ready for growth, you're actually ready for therapy. Because a lot of couples want to do couples therapy, but the first 5-10 sessions are finger pointing and back and forth. And I don't want you guys to waste your money.
Yeah, true.
So go to Love Better and do the assessment. There's also like gamified healing mechanisms that we have and products that we have. So there's a romantic couples swap card. It's a deck of cards that you guys, it's filled with like 52 questions that you can ask each other. It's absolutely incredible. My wife loves it. My clients love those stop cards, so you can get them from the website, lovebetter.co.za. And if you want to book the session, I will always tell you, do the assessment first to see whether you're ready to do therapy with us, especially the kind of therapy that we do that's going to help you change your life.
Thank you.
See if you're ready. Do the individual assessment, do the couples assessment, and then we'll take it from there.
Thank you so much. His name is Hakeem Anderson Lesulang, talking to us about friends who are just always taking and taking and taking. They are always in a crisis, always in need of something. Their life always has a problem that they are dealing with. And this problem just seems to always need you. It needs you. It needs your resources. It needs your time. And you are just giving and giving and giving. Have you ever experienced that? And how is the friendship going now? Let me know on 079-899-6226. I will also tell you a little bit about mine in the next few, but I'd like to hear from you as well. 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.